This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. House of Representatives has adjourned for the holidays without sending the articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump to the Senate. However, as AP Sagar Magani reports, Speaker Nancy Pelosi did invite Mr. Trump to give the State of the Union speech.
The response came after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to the president formally inviting him to address a joint session of Congress February 4th. The letter comes 2 days after Pelosi's House voted to impeach the president. She says she's inviting him to deliver the address in the spirit of respecting the Constitution. It's unclear if the Senate will have acted on impeachment by the time the president steps into the House chamber. No date has been set for its trial, with Pelosi and Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell at an impasse over how the trial will be run. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump signed legislation Friday that creates a space force and gives federal workers 12 weeks of paid parental leave. The Republican-controlled Senate approved the $738 billion defense policy bill Tuesday after the Democratic-led House approved the measure last week. President Trump said the money helps ensure the U.S. military has all it needs.
The 2020 National Defense Authorization Act is about making sure our warfighters have the tools, resources, and equipment you need to fight and to win, all the time to win.
The measure funds the creation of Mr. Trump's proposed Space Force as the sixth branch of the U.S. military in exchange for funding the Democrats' parental leave proposal, which gives 2 million federal workers 12 weeks of parental leave for the first time in American history. The Space Force will be the first new branch of the U.S. military in more than 60 years. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Six people died as thousands of people defied India's government and took part in protests against a new citizenship law. The six died in violence that erupted in several towns of Uttar Pradesh, where stone-throwing crowds clashed with police and sent vehicles and a police post on fire. The protesters, now in their second week, have taken 14 lives as crowds have sometimes turned violent. The new law offers a path to Indian citizenship to Hindus, Christians, and other faiths who have been persecuted in Muslim-majority countries that border India. It does not make the same offer to Muslims. Clashes erupted in Beirut on Friday evening between supporters of former Prime Minister Saad Hariri and security forces made up of the Lebanese Army and riot police. Supporters of Hariri hurled stones and firecrackers as security forces tried to open a road that had been blocked earlier in the day. Hariri's supporters were protesting against the appointment of a new designate prime minister, Hassan Diab. A researcher says data on 265 million Facebook users has been exposed. AP's Mike Rossia reports.
An independent security consultant in Kyiv, Ukraine, reports finding a database online that had information on over 267 million Facebook users, mostly based in the U.S. Bob Diachenko says the data included names, phone numbers, and unique user IDs and was online for at least 10 days beginning December 4th before he discovered it. Ominously, Diachenko says someone downloaded the database to a hacker forum 2 days before he discovered it. Security experts say the affected Facebook users are at higher risk of being targeted by spam, password-stealing phishing attacks, and identity theft attempts. I'm Mike Rossia.
Boeing's Starliner space capsule won't make it to the International Space Station after a timer malfunction made it burn too much fuel. Reuters' Julian Satherwaite reports.
Boeing's Starliner space capsule blasted off from Cape Canaveral for the International Space Station on Friday. It's the first test for a spaceship meant to ferry astronauts into orbit. But it's already looking like a fresh headache for Boeing and NASA. They say the rocket failed to reach its planned orbit, but is in a stable condition. The timing error made the capsule fire its engines at the wrong time, using up fuel. Instead of reaching the space station, it will now return to Earth on Sunday. No humans are on board, so no one's in danger. Now, any problems with Friday's launch may mean crewed flights are yet again pushed back.
This is VOA News.